mission. Do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Oh, blessed Savior, dancing guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels came to join us in thy praise forevermore.
As you go across the trestle,
trying to check. It's always fun whenever I get to change around levels. I get to go ahead and
turn on
this and turn on that.
Turn on the Thursday mic.
Undo that. Yeah, something like that.
So, you know.
Oh, it's Mother time. Okay, so music this Sunday. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day this Sunday. Yeah, what is today though?
Turn his mic on though.
Oh, that would be helpful.
Oh.
Wait. Okay.
What day is it?
Today is Thursday.
Real experience when he says that. We finally got a mic there.
Okay, so, like I said, it's Mother's Day, so a lot of mother songs-ish.
Well, I mean, this one kind of spells it out for you.
It's even on the slides.
It spells it out.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
Say hello to Bruce. If you're viewing, he's on your far left.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. Heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me. Okay, Brandon, save me.
M is for blessing, M knows existence. Oh,
thank you.
Mother, a word that means the world to me. A word that means the world to me.
Nice, Bruce.
Did you get the harmony on the last note? You hear that? You hear that? What do you say?
Your mic was.
All right, that's what happens when I don't have a sound person. Bruce's mic was a little hot, but I know you wanted to hear Bruce's voice, so God bless y'all. Thank you, Bruce.
I'll tell you what, you were vouching for me singing lower songs. You better quit asking after I tried to sing that low.
How many people dropped off of Facebook after that?
Oh, yeah, I think they stuck around.
Well, no, we still got some sticking around. I'm seeing a bunch of like symbols popping up. Now, let's see. Actually,
we let him have a mic every night. We're not totally heartless. Okay, mostly heartless. But.
Nah, that was fun.
I was expecting a better call out than that. You know, take it away or all yours. All right.
And as you all know, we take prayer requests through here, and I'm seeing a couple here already. And actually, Melody's going to be sharing a message here after our music. We're not going to have our extra music that we've been doing the past Thursdays, nor will we have that on Sunday. No, what I call extra. We have a post-service, but not just... We will have one.
One.
We will have one. Maybe two if we're feeling frisky. But frisky because that's...
Words I don't use in church.
Why not? Look at this. I've got my bear. I got two bears. I got a turtle. I got a dog. What else have I got? I got
a pony.
Got a pink pony. I've got this little doll baby girl that Leonard brought. She gave her name, didn't he? Ruth. Ruth was the name she gave her on that one. So, Melody, who we got? We got Chip. Chip had shared prayer request for. Do you want to read that on the mic?
It just says he's asking for his cousin from Florida to tune in tonight. Her name is Fran Having, and she's having a CAT scan tomorrow. So,
CAT scan, all right. Fran, absolutely. And Melody's going to be doing something really pretty cool prayer-wise here through her message. Was there one in prayer that from Linda, or was that just saying hello? Nice. Welcome, everyone. Glad you could hang out here with us.
Linda said hello, my favorite praise band.
It'll be quiet if I don't come in
good.
Down
it
here.
It is good. Okay. God is good and God is able. Well, again, remember it's Mother's Day, so I like to pick some songs and I know that have been favorites by a lot of the mothers here over the past few years, and this is one.
And last time we did this song, they wouldn't let me hold a guitar, and guess what? I'm holding one tonight. I'm not playing it, but I need the guitar in front of me. I didn't know what to do with these. Stay here.
Actually, Brandon, you know what? I'm looking on the screen here. I actually need to either need to. Thank you. Perfect.
Wow. Perfect. I need bigger glasses, apparently.
Perfect. Perfect. I can see your face a little better.
Hi, folks. Well,
especially on this side.
Sorry, you can see my face.
Oh, I am strong.
that with
I'm playing guitar.
Nicely done, Brad.
I had to keep my hand like
nicely
back
done.
Here.
Nice.
I had to do a little bit in the middle just to break it up.
Go ahead, Gary. So our call, we're going to merge our call to worship and opening hymns together. Let's go Seek Ye First.
This is the one I got wrong music.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Worship everything you are, everything that you will be, everything that you've been. And God, we thank you that we see that this band is starting to lift, and we see that life is starting to resume some semblance of normalcy, some semblance of, you know, what it was like before all this pandemic and this quarantine came into place. So God, I just thank you that we would remember the things that we have learned and we have gained during this time of rest, and that we would use that as we're walking forward into the future. And just know that you were with us then, you are with us now, and you will be with us in the future, because you are always there. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Amen.
Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
Suddenly, when I sang the word singing, I thought, oops, that's what I have for the reminder when we're done. So, oops. Anyway, pretty song. Thank you, Melody. Thank you, Melody, for a good share. Okay, so Mother's Day. So, of course, I had to pick a mother. I didn't have to, but I chose to pick a mother, an awesome and amazing mother.
Thank you.
It's a mother duet.
And I hope that you're...
Thank you, two mothers playing the song.
We got... Oh, shoot, I messed up. Okay, so anyway, two mothers. So, your children. Oh, good. Would you guys just sing the song?
And now for Rita and Karen.
Karen.
On I Will Go On.
For moments I have spent recalling all the pain and failures of my past. I repent for dwelling on the things beyond my power to change. The chains that held me fast. I will go on. My past I leave behind me. I gladly take His mercy and His love. He is joy and He is peace. He is strength and sweet release. I know He is and I am His. I will go on. I give up the bitterness and hate and blaming men and fate. For all my discontent, the guilt and pain I empty from my cup, so God can fill it up with peace and sweet content. I will go on, my past I leave behind me. Gladly take His mercy and His love. He is joy and He is peace. He is strength and sweet release. I know He is and I am His. I will go to build upon, to make a brand new day. I will begin convinced that Jesus lives, assured that He forgives, and that He's here to stay. I will go on, my past I leave behind. I gladly take His mercy and His love. He is joy and He is peace. He is strength and sweet release. I know He is and I am His. I will go.
Beautiful ladies, beautiful two mothers, mother duet. Thank you, mothers. Amen. Amen. I'll remember that on Sunday. I will remember that on Sunday. So, let's see who we got rolling in here. Juan, Earl, and Ted. Joe, and Judy, and Dave. John, Kirk, Catherine, those are the ones I got rattled off here that I just see they've joined here most recently. And thank you for everybody else hanging out with us. So hopefully You're having an awesome and amazing week. And Brandon, you got another song here for us. So
another
mom song. How convenient.
Who planned Not sung it? By a mom.
Who planned this?
I heard that.
No, but sung by a son.
Good one.
A bright and shining star.
Yeah. Nothing means more to the mama than the children.
I ain't playing White Rabbit. Love the lights.
Little baby told God, hey, I'm kind of scared. Don't really know if I want to go down there. Cause from here it looks like a little blue ball. That's a great big place. And I am so small. Why can't I just stay here with you? Did I make you mad? Don't you want me to? God said, oh child, of course. There's somebody special that's waiting for you. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. There's someone down there waiting who's on the golden line. Just making sure you're always gonna be alright. Loving angel, tender, tough and strong. It's almost time to go. You'll never have better friends or warmer touch to tuck you in. She'll kiss your bruises, your bumps and scrapes. And anytime you hurt, her heart's gonna break. So hush now, baby, don't you cry. Cause there's someone down there waiting who's on the golden line. Who's making sure you're always gonna be alright. Loving angel, tender, tough and strong. It's almost time to go and meet your mom. When she's talking to you, make sure you listen close. Cause she's gonna teach you everything you'll ever need to know. Like how to mind your manners, to love and laugh and dream. And she'll put you on the path that'll bring you back to me. So hush now, baby, don't you cry. There's someone down there waiting who's on the golden line. Who's making sure you're always gonna be alright. Loving angel, tender, tough and strong. Come on, child, it's time.
Awesome. Okay, we should have some teary-eyed mothers out there by now. That's right. So you can. We got one here. Two or one? Okay, just one. Okay, just checking.
So all I've got that going for me is this one I asked for chicken and dumplings?
chicken and dumplings.
Please.
That's right. That's right. After, you sing, after singing that song, that's right. Let's ask for something. Hey, Mom, did you like that
that's
song?
That's how it works, folks.
Is that good song I sang for you, Mom?
My touch.
It's okay. I cried when I saw the Jets going over today when my patriotic heart just broke with pride.
Did catch them from a distance, yeah.
That's right. Actually, I was standing outside the parking lot here and I saw them, them scooting by.
We were up at the shop and they were a good ways away, but still saw two of them.
Nice. Oh, come on, Karen. Come on, Karen. We were getting our groove on with this one.
You got to sing a sweet song and then ask a mother. Remember, that's the rules.
Come on, be nice to us. We want to sing this song, I think. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. You loved that song. I know you did.
You know, another thing that sons do is they look at you and say, oh, Mom, you're so pretty. I just love to hear you sing. You're just so nice. And then, you know, they want something really bad. Chicken and dumplings.
So next time you sing, I will go on, and you see me over here, oh, Rita.
Sounds so
nice. Okay, Melody, give a little
jam.
Melody, give us a little cover for
that
this.
Strawberry jam, yes.
That's what it is. That's what
That's a Sunday morning only thing for me. I gotta
Sunday biscuits.
Stretch it as long. Actually, yes.
You need to mind your own biscuits.
You need to mind my own biscuits?
I sure do.
Did you say
Yeah, on Cable 5? Oh, he's up there too.
Yeah, but are you?
Yep, I'm up there. We're up there. This is up there on the instruments. But it's kind of a fun song. Does anybody remember how this starts?
Give me just one second. I know I scratched it.
Oh, that's right. It was a scratch. That's right. That's right. It was requested by someone's mother.
Yeah.
Is this for that rhythm?
Yeah, it's cool.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. We might need to try that again. Yeah, we might. need to try that again.
You're right. Everything was off. Welcome to Thursday night. It's Thursday night, and this is our practice night with it. Now, this song we won't be doing on Sunday. But we have probably one more song after this that we won't be doing on Sunday. Because Sunday, Melody is doing her virtual online
graduation
from the University of Daytona.
That's right.
All right, you going to try this?
Just a little announcement then, too, while we're talking graduations. It ain't just her, folks. Got to steal your spotlight.
Nice. And I think we're going to be doing official graduation stuff. Is it the 17th, I think, is what the pastor was saying. If not, then it'll be the 24th. I think
not to sound like the overachiever, but yeah, graduating twice this year.
Well, the good news is that the majority of our graduates... Wait, graduate twice? It. What do you mean you graduated twice? What does this mean?
I got 2 degrees.
They didn't like him the first time.
Oh, wow.
Well, wait a second. All right. No,
this month, you're graduating in communications, right?
Communication with a minor in religious studies and a concentration in journalism.
Nice. Yeah, I will be...
All three hops.
You see, associate of sociology, social sciences, however you want to call it.
Woo!
And then the second degree will be in December, and I'll be for criminal justice.
So I shouldn't squeal my tires around you. Right.
So yeah, when you got to know how to deal with the crazies after you arrest the crazies. I know somebody who knows how that works.
All right, scratch it.
Let's see.
The drums save us.
I'm just gonna head. One, two, three.
Kind of like that.
That was fun. It just took a second to get going. And then we hit.
I'll do better on Sunday. I'll do better on Sunday. Okay. And for your last song, what I call one of our extras here for the evening. This is a song that we don't have any words on the screen for this one.
For better or worse.
For better or for worse. But it's a song that I kind of been it's kind of been sitting in the back burner. It's like, oh, I mean, one of these
this
days.
Song was performed originally by the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Excellent.
In constant sorrow through his days, I am the man with constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. Oh, 6 long years I've been in trouble. The pleasures here on earth I find. Oh, in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now.
He has no friends.
Yes, fare thee well, my true lover. I never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon that train.
Perhaps he'll die upon this train.
Something I wanted to do for a while. So there. I think we're probably done unless you guys have just gone through and looked into the other ones here. I did see Noah on. You know, I'm a believer. Well, we don't have the keyboard, though.
We don't have the keyboard.
Ah, shoot. All right. Well, then, Noah, we know you. We know that we love you.
Noah did send,
So, Noah did send me a Facebook message on a song that looks pretty interesting. So good. So we might try and we will get that worked in here one of these Sundays. That'll be good. Melody, are you going to switch over to the microphone there for us? So Melody's going to share a message that was laid on her heart for all this. So I'm going to spin the microphone around, kind of like what we normally do for the pastor. So give me just a moment. Mel, you know, you've done that before. You know, turning on, yes. Okay. Okay.
So I wear a big scarf, so hopefully we can clip it onto
something. Catherine Truman says she loved that song, and I'm not sure when that was. I think it might have been the one we just did.
we're saying Cause of Sorrow.
I'm going to bet on that one. Why have we not done that one until now? I just tried because I never put it on, I guess, and nobody. You got to go watch the movie again. It is a fun little movie, isn't it?
What movie is that from?
Oh, yes. Oh.
I see. Huh. It's been a hot minute. I think we might have read that in J.O.'s class, though.
Yeah.
Oh, what a throwback. Oh, weird. Yeah, that was so long ago. I do remember the Cyclops, though. I was kind of creeped out by that. I remember that. I was like, oh.
It's got a Cyclops in it.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the Cyclops. I had a nightmare about it at one point. Not a fan. Anyway. All right. We're hooked up. So, you can hear me. Everything's good. So, anyway, what happened was on Tuesday, I was thinking about graduation. So, we were talking about graduation and all that stuff. So, I was thinking about graduation and going to seminary and all that stuff. And what happened was I started just listing off all these things in my mind that I was just really worried about. I was worried about not having enough money to be able to pay for seminary and pay for classes and pay for housing, and then I have to take care of food and buy books and all these different things. So I was thinking about that. And then I was thinking about how I was scared, well, master's is a lot harder than your undergrad, so this is going to be really difficult academically. And so I was thinking about that, and just there was also this fear of starting over that was playing around in my mind as well of, you know, these are unfamiliar situations and unfamiliar times that I'm going to be going into. And so all of that was really floating around in my mind. And what happened next was I got this vision from God. And it was really neat because it was pertinent to my situation. But at the same time, I got the feeling that this was something that needed to be shared, because not only would it be touching and impacting my life, but it had the capacity and the power to touch other people's lives as well. So I figured I'd share the vision that I got from God with you guys. So what happened in this vision was there was this net solid. So think back to your high school days. For some of you, this was a couple years ago like me. For others, it may have been 20, 40, 50. I don't know. Depends on who's watching. So think back to that geometry class that you had. And if you remember those net solids, so it would be like a pyramid, if you unfolded it, it would be a square, and four triangles, or a cylinder, would be a circle, a rectangle, and a circle. So that's what I envisioned, was this net shape, and it was a box for me. And so what happened was I had these fears, and I could see the words of fear, and I picked them up, and one by one, I put them inside the middle of this net. So what I did was, after I had this vision, I made a visual demonstration to go along with it. Just lost my microphone. Let's put this back on. All right. So I had this net, and so it looked like this. And so what I did was I took the words that I had, fear of academics, fear of not doing well academically, and I put it in the box. And I took the next one, fear of starting over, and I put that in the box. And then I took the fear of finances, the fear of not having enough money to be able to do what I would be needing to do. And I took that and I put it in the box. And so after I put it in the box, what I did was I was like, you know, I don't really like this. So what I did was I went and I put a lid on top of it. And then I realized this box wasn't just a boring box. It was all dressed up and beautiful. There's wrapping on it. There's a big sparkly bow on top. I mean, it's gorgeous. If someone outside looking in saw this, they'd go, wow, you know, what a pretty box. You know, how beautiful. But, you know, I know what's inside. And so I just thought about that. And just really taking those words, putting it inside of that. Sometimes what we do is we dress up our fears,
We dress up our anxieties, and we make it pretty. You know, we change our lives to fit our insecurities. We change our lives to fit our fears. And, you know, sometimes we change the Bible to meet our reality. We say, this is what I want to believe, because this is what I've experienced and what I've seen in my life so far. And so it's we have these gorgeous boxes. They're so beautiful. And so, yes, these people on the outside are just thinking, wow, this person's got it all together. What a great life they have. But really, can it be that pretty if we want to put a lid on it and we don't even want to see it ourselves? I know what's in the box. God knows what's in the box. And that's what's really neat. Because God sees. God sees what's inside of this. God knows what's going on in there. Not only that, but he saw how it was constructed. He saw what we put inside of there. He saw the fears. He saw the anxieties. And then he saw how we started to develop this wall and this barrier, this beautiful barrier to hold everything in that we didn't want other people to see. And then we put a cap on top. God's seen all of it. He's been with us every step of the way as we've been going through every part of that process. So what I did next in my vision is I started lifting it up. I was like, I don't want this anymore. I want to give it to God. So I put my hands up, and then I was like, wait, I forgot something. I'm kind of scared that I'm not going to make a lot of friends or any friends once I go to seminary because I don't know any of these people. And I'm going to be going in, and there's going to be people that already have friends there. They're not first years. I'm going to be living with some people that aren't even in their first year. So I was like, wait, I got one more thing. So I went to pull it back down, but I couldn't. And I gave it a solid tug a second time, and nothing happened, and it just sat there. My only option was to release. So I let it go, and it floated up to heaven. Once you've committed giving something to God, you can't go back. You've committed it into God's hands, and you were free from the contents of that box. You were free from it. It's not yours anymore. You have given it over to God. So you just need to slap a stamp on it and just send it up there. So what happened next was that gift floated up and it arrived in God's hand. And so his hand was a lot bigger than mine, so it would have encompassed the entire box. But so he's holding it in his hand, and so he opens the box and he sees what's inside. And so what happened, what I saw was one by one, God looked at it. He saw finances and he went. And then he flicked it and he got rid of it. And then he looked at fear of starting over. And he took his finger and he flicked it and he got rid of it. And then he looked at the fear of academics and the fear of not succeeding with that. And he flicked it away. And when he flicked it away, what I saw was, since we were up in heaven, was all of these fears just went tumbling out of heaven and they fell past the earth and they fell into this large burning inferno, this fire. And there was smoke and sulfur and all this other stuff, and all of these fears just tumbled into it and vaporized. Returned to sender. Those things aren't from God. Those fears, those anxieties, that grief, that pain, none of that is from God. Who is it from? The devil. God was just giving it back. So meanwhile, I had those other things I forgot to mention. You know, I said I was scared of friendship, and that was a smaller thing, so I put it in a smaller box. So I put it in, you know, I put the lid on top, and then I sent that one up. I pushed it away. I was like, I don't need to worry about this anymore. And so God got it. And you know, that was a small one, so he just kind of takes it and just so gently, he just blows on it, and it just floats down into that fire. It floats down into that fire. And then what God did next was he turned his head away just like he had done before. Because God doesn't see that anymore. He doesn't want to think about it anymore. You know, because that's not what's important. That's just something that needed to get rid of. Just take it out with the trash. And so then I had I had one last one that I was thinking about. I had these feelings of doubt that were just compiling, but I'm like, okay, I know what to do now. So I took it, put it in the box, put the lid on the box, and what I did, I was like, okay, I'm feeling pretty good now. I drop kicked that straight up to heaven. And so what happens is it gets up to heaven and God catches it, and he was like, okay, you know, we don't need to deal with this doubt. So he takes that doubt and he goes, boom, and he like punches it. You need to be able to see. He punches it like that down to this fiery depth. So he got rid of it. He got rid of that doubt. So I wanna point something out to you in this. You know, we serve a strong and a gentle Holy of Holies. So when he wants to be, when we need him to be calm and that peaceful, steady presence, that's what God is. But make no mistake, God is mighty. And he is greater than any of those fears, anxieties, grief, any of that. Anything that's going on. And so if he wants to blow it away gently, he can do that. If he wants to flick it off, that's fine. Or if he wants to sucker punch that thing down to the fires, that's cool too. So then I kind of thought to myself, after this had all ended, I was like, okay, God, but why were these presents, why is this a gift? Because I was thinking back to when we did Good Friday, and what we did was we took our grievances and we took the things that we needed prayer for, the things that we were ashamed for, all of that, and we nailed it to the cross and burned it. Like, that makes sense. You know, the cross was there to bear our burdens. But this is a gift. This is a present. This doesn't make any sense. You know, why would I want to give my fear and my strife to God? And why would God want it? That's not a gift I would want. But the thing is, when we get gifts, we get them to keep them. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, so we hold on. God's gifts are given in love with our best interest in mind. So it makes sense that we would want to keep those, just like when we get gifts from friends and family. They have our best interest in mind. They love us, so they give us good gifts because they're caring for us. They're watching out for us. But you know, when we give these gifts to God, they're from a place of brokenness and a place of pain or of loss or of longing. And so God, surrounded by all things good and glorious, invites that pain, that grief, that hurt, that sin, that fear into his home so we can be free. Think about the magnitude of that. The place that is pure and holy. God is accepting and welcoming in our gifts of fear and pain and hurt. How beautiful is that? And he is inviting it in. And so it's so hard to wrap your mind around, but the thing that came to me was Dad, my earthly father, not my heavenly father. He told me when I was little and he needed me to stop doing something or holding on to something, that what he would do is he would say, "Can I see that?" And so what I would do is I would hand whatever that thing was to him. And was he going to use it? Was he going to play with it? No. He would take it and he'd put it somewhere where I couldn't reach it. He'd put it somewhere where I couldn't get to it. And so that's what God is doing for us. Our loving Father is saying, "Can I see that? Let me see that pain. Let me see that fear. Let me see that sin. Let me see that hurt. Let me see your broken heart. Let me see your grief. We are his children. And when we hand him our bad and imperfect gifts, he takes them not to keep, but to give them away and get them away from us and get rid of them. It doesn't matter how many times we have to send him those gifts. I sent three to him. I sent him three separate packages. It doesn't matter. God says, keep them coming. You know, as long as you are hurting and you are holding on to some kind of bad or imperfect gift, God wants to take it from you, and he is not giving it back. God wants to take your gifts of pain, your gifts of hurt, your gifts of sorrow, and get rid of them and never see them again. He will turn his face from it because those things are messing with your connection with God. So he's trying to get rid of any distraction, anything that is keeping you from being in a strong and healthy relationship with him. So by giving that pain, giving those sorrows to God, you're doing both of you a favor. You're getting those distractions out of the way. You feel better. And he has that one-on-one connection with you. And you went to him. You went to him to get rid of that. You didn't go somewhere else. You went to God. Because God is so much mightier and so much stronger than all of our earthly struggles. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the principalities, and the spiritual powers of darkness. Ephesians 6:12, that's what we're doing. And so once we hand those over to God, the devil has nothing to do. He has no leverage. He has no fighting grounds where he can come in and try and put a wedge between us and God. Because we have given God these beautiful gifts of our pain. And they are gifts because we are more connected to God because of it. Our God is so good and so mighty. And he's taking all of our pain, all of our sorrows, all of our grief, all of our sin, all of our hurt. So you guys have been sending in prayer requests throughout the night, and I've been writing them down, or Dad's been writing them down. So I'll just bring those over right now. Thank you. I love it. Yes, thank you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all of these, combined with the ones that I've tossed all around this floor. It is looking like a mess. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this. We're going to put it in the box. So when I get home tonight, we're going to make a fire. What we're going to do is we're going to put this beautiful box that I spent probably a good hour decorating. Maybe half hour. Took some time to find the wrapping paper. But I took a good amount of time wrapping it and making it beautiful. We're going to take this. We're going to burn it. We are going to burn it as incense to God. As a gift to our Heavenly Father. Of removing the distractions that are keeping us from being in full communion with God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit. And I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. No more sorrow. No more pain. No more grief, God. I want you. And I'm ready for overflow, 'cause your Spirit lives within me. So I will walk in your peace. Your Spirit lives within me. So my victory, your Spirit lives within me. So I will walk in your peace. Your Spirit lives within me. My victory, God, we are victorious under you. We are victorious in your presence. We are victorious in your name. You can take all of our pain, all of our grief, and when we hand it to you, it is a gift. So we don't need to feel like we can't give you what is weighing on our hearts, what is pushing us down. Because even though it's weighing us down, it is nothing for you, God. You can flick it away, you can blow it away, you can punch it away. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you are stronger and mightier than any of that. And you want to take it from us because you can bear our burdens and then get rid of them. You can give them back right where they came from. So there's no reason that we should be holding on to any of this, any of these things that are keeping us from you, God. Anything that's making us feel unworthy or unloved or not enough, or any kind of sin that we've had, we break those chains and we loose that bondage that is on us. And we give them as gifts to you, God. We give them as holy, holy gifts to you. So God, I just thank you as you just reach into the home of each person watching this right now. Each person that will be watching this. And you would just let them know. Let them know what they need to give to you. Maybe something immediately pops into their mind. Maybe it's something that they've kept buried or they thought wasn't a big deal. But bring that to light, God. Bring that to light and let them see. Let them know what they need to wrap in that box. What they need to send up to you and hand it over. God, I thank you for taking all of this from us and making us new creations. Praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Melody. God is good. God is able. Glad you could hang out with us tonight. Our ending's a little different than we normally do. We normally are ending with music, but you sang beautifully. Thank you. And yes, God is good. God is able. So, Lord, I thank you in your glorious name for all things being healed and all things good. So remember your healing, it belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Proclaim it, receive it. Take the junk like Melody's telling about. Give it to God. Burn it up. It's going to be a hot time at the Conrad backyard
Woo!
Tonight as we burn all this stuff. Make it a great and awesome week. Sunday we will be live also. We're doing a drive-in service. So we have cars actually pulling in the parking lot. Now, the pastor alone is going to be outside. The band's going to stay in. It's a lot of work for us to set up the trailer out there. So, but we just thought we wanted to do something special for Mother's Day. So make sure you tune in and enjoy your weekend. In the name of Jesus.